Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you. All right.
Okay, fantastic. So Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, ano ba yung topic natin for tonight? I'm already excited to do this. Ano ba yung topic natin?
We have a very interesting topic for tonight. Kasi, papansin mo, a lot of financial advisors, mahilig magbasa ng mga libro yung mga yan.
Yun.
Diba? Ano yan eh, lagi tayong hungry for knowledge. But there are thousands and thousands of books available. Pero ano ba talagang recommended ng mga ABC coaches? Ano ba yung mga binabasa natin
yan
na sa tingin natin makakatulong sa kanila? Kasi marami namang mga recommended books out there. Diba? You can go to Google, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Fully Booked, National Bookstore, type mo lang doon, top 10 books to read for 2021, and you will get a lot of those ano, recommendations. Pero ano ba talagang recommended books ng mga ABC coaches?
Yan. Okay.
Galing. Oo, pero it's very important though. Bakit ba kailangan na dapat ano tayo, bakit kailangan na nagbabasa tayong libro? Ano ba importance nun? Tama ba? So as ano, as leaders, we have to be readers. Tama ba? And ano, sabi nga nila, you cannot give what you don't have. And meron din kasabihan na garbage in, garbage out. Tama ba? Kung ano yung pinasok mo sa utak mo, yun ang lumalabas sa bibig natin, etc., etc. And in short, you know, self-development is a process, di ba? Hindi yan basta-basta na nangyayari. It requires time, effort, and yun nga, yung mag-aral talaga.
Yun.
And one of the more enjoyable ways to do it is to either watch a movie or
read a book.
That's the cheapest way. Kaya ako, Coach, kahit na meron tayong mga digital books, ang sarap ka rin pa rin nung feeling nung nag-flip ka ng paper ano yun, no? Books. No? And one of the more, ano, sabihin na natin binasa ko na unang-unang-una na binasa ko like 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Taon ba tayo? Mga 12 pa lang kasi ako noon.
12 pa lang. Mga more than 10 years old ka pa lang noon. Oh, talaga pa lang, ano ka na noon, ha? Talagang reader ka na talaga, Coach.
Reader na,
leader pa.
Yeah. Yan. Pero one of the books that I was exposed to was this book, no? And this has changed my perception and it molded my belief system. And this book is what you call Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Think and Grow Rich.
Because Jeff, that's one of our...
Very first book that we've read when we entered Berkeley International Family First.
Yeah.
It was a required reading for us.
Mm-hmm. Pero Coach, ano yan eh? Prior to our career there, nabasa ko na siya. Yun nga lang, hindi ko siya naintindihan.
Oh, nice.
Bakit Coach Ron? Bakit hindi mo naintindihan? Kasi
siguro hindi, wala pa sa puso ko yung, ano, I was very young then, di ba? Hindi po.
Yeah. Para sa and the book was honest as well, Professor Cy and Coach Ron. The book was honest as well that you have to read it multiple times until the secret lands on you. Yes. Hindi niya sinasabi kung ano yung ano yung secret eh, no?
Opo.
Parang sinasabi niya dun sa book na it will just reveal itself.
Yes.
So, you can't just read it in one sitting. You have to continually read it just like what happened to Coach Ron. Yeah. Yung first time na binasa niya,
Parang baliwala lang.
It was just lip service. Binasa mo lang pero wala ka naintindihan. Pero everything made sense to me when I started working and experienced failures and you go back to that root, di ba? Yung tipong na one thing I learned from that book is the start of everything is desire.
Desire, okay. I like that.
Desire.
The start of everything is desire. You have to have desire. Yeah.
Desire, di ba? Kasi diba, it's either two things lang naman, coaches, eh. It's either you fear something, you don't do it because you fear.
You fear, yeah. Diba?
You're fearful of something, that's why you don't do it.
And the other one,
your desire has to be bigger than that fear.
Yun.
Diba? Ganda. Para for you to do it. Pero hindi sinabing you shouldn't fear. Pero right, kailangan lang, mas malaki yung desire.
Mas malaki yung desire. Nice.
Tama. Diba?
Kumbaga, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, people as we are, it's normal to fear something that yes, pwedeng hindi natin naiintindihan. But mm-hmm, so long that your desire is bigger than what you are negatively feeling, yeah, then just yeah, simply go on, di ba? Parang, yes, parang gusto ko i-relate to dun kanina sa ano, fun run nyo kanina, di ba? When you entered into the tunnel. Kasi nakita ko yung post, ha? By the way, shout out to our very good yeah, coach, si Coach Brent, di ba? Nakita mo ba yung post niya na
pinaka no matter, opa, parang lahat ng opa.
Yun, oo, di ba? Parang, oo nga. Di ba? Parang opa binanggit niya dun, di ba? Just keep on going, di ba? Yeah, yeah. Just keep on going. Yan.
Tama, tama.
So yun yung unang-unang ano, lesson ko na na-reveal sa akin. Pero among all other topics there na sobrang ganda. Yun. And ako siguro hindi ko makakalimutan doon, Coach, is yung story of this little kid. You know, the black kid. Alam mo yun, Coach? Yung
yeah,
the black, you know?
Yeah.
And this has been very, ano eh, itong magandang story na to, pag every time naalala ko to, it doesn't give me an excuse not to be persistent in life.
Mm, okay.
Bakit? Kasi itong malita batang to, lagi siyang ano eh, no? Coach, paano ba itong kwento na to? Inutusan siya ng nanay niya.
Oo, ng nanay niya.
Inutusan na siya ng nanay niya to ask for a penny. Tama ba, no? For a penny.
Yung sa 50 cents.
Oo. Doon sa isa, doon kay, ano, kay Darby. Diba?
That's right.
Darby. I can still remember. Darby. And sabi niya, Mr. Darby, she's a black girl. She, Mr. Darby, my mom wants to have 50 cents. Go away. Sabi niya ganun ni Darby, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Go away. Sabi niya, Mr. Darby, my mom wants to have 50 cents. Palapit siya ng palapit. Di ba? Hanggang sa napikon ni, di ba? Napikon si Darby na parang hinarap niya.
Kumuha ng pala.
Hinarap niya. Kumuha ng pamalo. Oh. Anong ginawa ng bata? Mr. Dami, my mom wants 50 cents!
Persistent, ha?
Yeah, oh sinigawan niya. Then, alam mo, for some reason, sabi ni Darby, ano, he got 50 cents and gave it to the kid. And that is the concept of persistence overcomes resistance.
Oo nga, no? Galing, ha? Persistence overcomes resistance.
Kung hindi niya naiintindihan, ko, hindi niya kasi maiintindihan, Coach, bakit that's, I'm so big and that little girl is so small and, ano, she had power over me.
Right.
Binabigay ko yung gusto niya. So, if you're a financial advisor, di ba, and you feel that, hey, meron akong, you had doubts whether you can close a high net worth client.
Yun, oh.
Tama ba? And you're that small, feeling mo masyado ka pang maliit and all. You know what? Minsan, nakukuha yan ng persistence.
Nice. Diba?
You have to be persistent. And persistence, you know, overcomes resistance.
And speaking of high net worth client, Coach Jeff, since nabanggit yeah, na rin ni Coach Ron kanina, diba? I wasn't able to join the fun ride kanina because I was also equally busy closing a high net worth client deal. It was supposed to be next week pa. But since nag-fly in yung client, sabi niya, bro, pwede ka ba tomorrow?
Nice.
Eh, sabi ko, naku, parang, sige po sir, that's why I'm here. Diba? Parang automatic right, na sa akin yun, eh, ABC way. Eh. Tsaka ano, yeah, kay Coach Ariel, sabi niya, perfect. I'll just be waiting for you here in our Dasmariñas residence. So, nagpirmahan kami. So, guys, makita mo, no, I like yung binabanggit ni Coach Ron, eh, kasi you don't close high net worth clients just because you want high net worth clients. You have to be ready.
Nice.
And it takes time. Like Coach Ron and Coach Jeff, they were able to come up with the ABC training, but it took them ilang years, Coach Ron?
Yeah, this is 20 years in the making.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Imagine 20 years. And ako, Coach Ron, I always tell mga high net worth clients, sir, if you don't mind, how did you able to get my number? And then, ito lagi ang sagot eh. Ito yung common. Lagi ko tinatanong yan eh, especially pag hindi ko kilala. But I know it's a high net worth client.
Yeah.
Sabi niya, alam mo, Prof, tinanong ko si mga friends ko, sabi ko, I know I'm having problems with my tax compliance. Sino ba pwede may recommend nyo? Always. Sabi nila, ah, si Prof Sai, puntaan mo. Text mo, ito yung number niya. Di ba nakakatuwa, guys? Especially for those who are listening and watching. Parang mga financial advisors, sabi ko, like ko sinasabi to, you wanna be good with what you're doing, start first with yourself. And this topic tonight is about reading books, di ba? It really helps. Yan. Yes, Coach Jeff, you were saying something kanina.
Yeah, I was also saying something kanina, Professor Sai, na yung sinasabi ni Coach Ron na persistence, magkakaroon ka lang ng persistence kung yung resolve mo doon sa desire mo to get something out of something out of this situation is solid yung resolve.
Solid.
Yun.
Kasi pag hindi solid yung resolve mo, hindi ka magiging persistent eh. Pag hindi solid yung belief, hindi solid yung ano, yung confidence level mo.
It's very easy to promise others but diba, that you'll do something. Pero sinabing resolve, that means that's a promise to yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, you have to do it.
Right.
Okay. How about you, Coach Chef? Ano naman yung sa'yo? So, si Coach Ron, yung ano, yan, yung kay Napoleon Hill. How about yung sa'yo naman, Coach Jeff? What's your...
Okay, ako naman. Turn ko naman.
Sige, so, Coach Jeff.
Yung i-recommend ko naman, the first book na i-recommend ko sa mga financial advisors is the book that helped us a lot as well in terms of techniques, and not only techniques, but also the psychology behind why you need to be a closer. At yan yung libro ni Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar, na tinatawag na Secrets of Closing the Sale.
Wow.
Love it. Yes. Grabe. Nung buhay pa si Zig Ziglar, in fact, you can see a lot of ano, a lot of YouTube videos ni Zig Ziglar. Pero during that time, nung na-discover ko si Zig Ziglar, ano pa? Cassette tape siya. It was, ano yun eh, Coach Ron eh, dun sa library ng Family First.
There's audiobook, this one,
one audiobook, pero yung audiobook na yun, cassette tapes. I think that was like six cassette tapes na audiobook ni Zig Ziglar. And I was reading that. I was listening to it. And I was so immersed. Binasa ko rin yung libro. And ang dami niyong matututunan dito. In fact, just to quote Zig Ziglar, na lagi namin sinasabi ni Coach Ron, pati ni Professor Sai, ito yung sinabi niya sa Zig Ziglar. To quote Zig Ziglar, sabi niya, if you do not believe in your product or service enough to offer it to your own family and friends, then you should question the value of what you are selling. Ibig sabihin, kung ikaw mismo, hindi mo kayang i-offer yan sa mga kamag-anak mo, sa sarili mo, sa loved ones mo, then hindi mo talaga siya hindi ka magiging effective seller. The first client talaga is yourself. Do you believe in your product? Diba? Sabi nga ni Coach Ron, ano yung quote mo dyan, Coach Ron?
Yeah. You have to be the VIP client of yourself.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Meron ka pang isang quote. Meron pa.
Pag-naisip ko na lang.
Okay.
Pero sinasabi si Coach Ron, lagi niyang sinasabi sa training natin. Ano nga pala yung sinasabi mo, Coach? Yung about ano, the belief. If you think this product can
Coach. Oo. Then ito, especially dun sa mga advisors na medyo merong silang konting apprehension in offering their products ng one-time deal, you know, once it closing. Kasi meron silang apprehension na, kasi baka sabihin nila, binibentahan ko sila.
Yun.
Tama ba? Number one question, ano ba ang trabaho natin? Tama ba? Hindi lang naman mag-present. Tama ba? Kailangan meron tayong resulta. Pero ang lagi ko sinasabi is that if you truly believe that your product will help that person, that family, that Filipino, tama ba? Why delay it?
Correct. Love that.
Kahit one day yan. Tama ba? Ano ba yung promise na binibigay natin? It's the promise that whatever happens, at any certainty, kaming bahala sa iyo, Mr. Client. It's uncertain nga eh. Ba't mo pa pagpapabukas? Tama ba? So that is something that we have to always think about.
That's right. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Here's another quote from the book, Zig Ziglar, yung Secrets of Closing the Sale. Ang sinasabi niya dito is, you can change everything about your business by changing your thinking about your business. Which means, kung nakikita mo lang as a financial advisor na part-time lang to, sideline lang, then yung resulta, sideline rin lang.
Oo.
Tama.
Right? Yung resulta, sideline rin lang. Kagaya nga kinwento sa atin before ni Idol Francis Sarmiento. Diba? Sideline lang dati, pambayad lang ng kotse.
Kotse, no? Amortization lang, no? Kumbaga, okay na siya doon, no?
Yeah, okay na. And so, ano nangyari? Yung resulta, pambayad lang talaga ng kotse.
Correct.
Right? So, Sinasabi dito ni Zig Ziglar, if you change the way you view your business and you if you see this business as something that's scalable, something that you know can make your dreams come true, na pwede ka mag full time, you can travel the world, you can help a lot of Filipinos, then magbabago lahat the way that you approach the business. So yun ang magaganda, di ba? Yan. So and last one before I turn you over to Professor Sai for ano for the book na marerecommend niya. Ito pa. This is very interesting. Sabi niya dito, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.
Ang ganda rin, Coach Roy.
At yan ang trabaho natin, di ba? Our job is to give them, you know, a financial plan for them to have a solid financial security in the future. Retirement planning, education planning, critical illness planning, di ba? Life insurance, investments, savings, budgeting, emergency fund, lahat yan. Organizing their cash flow, lahat yan. Kung nakikita ng clients mo that you are adding value to them, you're helping them, you're actually helping yourself as well. Right? So, ano nangyayari dyan? We always tell our students, sinasabi natin na, you are going to change your life by changing the lives of others. At yun din pala ang sinabi ni, ano, ni Zig Ziglar. And napansin nyo, Coach Ron and Professor Sai, every time we read books, tapos ano, na-absorb natin siya, nagiging favorite natin, along the way, yung mga natutunan mo, napapasayo na rin.
Yeah,
na bigla na lang siyang lumalabas doon sa conversation.
Inspiration mo kasi. Yeah.
Giging inspiration na, di ba? So yun yung nakikita natin na when we look back, dito pala natin nakuha. Wow, that's super amazing. What about you, Professor Sai? What's
okay, Coach Jeff. Ako naman, Coach Jeff. My first book, you know, ito. Yung favorite ko to. Local author naman siya, si Rex Mendoza.
Wow, Idol Rex.
Yes, pagdating sa financial industry, ano to, this is an icon tong guy na to. And yes, you know, right. I love this book because actually hindi ko talaga alam yung libro niya. But one time sa SM Aura, nagkaroon ng conference doon. Tapos he was the one talking. Tapos narinig ko siya, sabi ko, and I stayed. Sabi ko, wow, ang ganda ng mga sinabi niya. Then I purchased the book. And I realized, one of the learnings na itong sa libro ito, so guys, ito, Trailblazing Success by Rex Mendoza. Yan, used to be with Film Life. Yan. So sabi niya ron, you have to find your purpose. Otherwise, what you are doing, what ginagawa mo itong lahat na ito, parang baliwala lang siya. Kaya sometimes, we feel empty. Yung na-achieve mo yung gusto mong sasakyan, na-achieve mo yung gusto mong bahay, nakuha mo yung gusto mong pera, but parang others would simply say, parang I feel empty. Diba? But here, ang sinasabi niya, Coach Sean, Coach Jeff, if you have that purpose, and once you have achieved that purpose, that's real success. But you also have to balance. May binanggit siya eh. Parang limang aspects eh. Banggitin ko na rin, guys, baka especially for those who are listening and watching. Sabi niya, for you to be truly successful, itong limang aspects na to, there has to be a sort of balance. And the first one, physical. Successful ka nga, eh kung may sakit ka naman, hindi mo rin ma-enjoy yung kinikita mo. Tama ba, Coach Ron? Diba? So the first one, physical. Now, second, intellectual. Yan. Itong ginagawa natin ngayon, diba? Of course, we read books, we attend trainings. Tapos, third, yung relational. Yan. Successful ka nga kung di naman maganda yung relationship mo sa family mo, di kayo nakikita ng mga anak mo, di ba? Kaya others are saying na parang it's lonely at the top. Yan. Tapos, sumunod, pangapat, ito, importante, financial. Yan. Di ba? Sabi nga nila, money can't buy everything. Tama naman, di ba? But it would help you make your life comfortable. Ako sagot ko doon, if you think money can't buy everything, then transfer it to my account. Di ba?
Oh, yes.
Di ba, Coach Ron?
Oh, naman.
Oh, di ba?
You will be happy about that.
Yun, di ba? And of course, yung panglima, which is equally important, yung spiritual. Yan.
Spiritual.
Baga balansyado. Mm-hmm. Okay, yun. So, yun ang learnings ko kay Rex Mendoza. Manipis lang naman siya. I mean, kayang tapusin. Right. But ano siya, puno siya ng mga wisdom. Whether you are a financial advisor, a broker, a salesperson, or simply an entrepreneur, this is a book. It's a good book. It's a local book, but it's really a good book.
Hopefully, sana ma-invite natin si Rex Mendoza to guest in our show.
Yeah.
So if you guys have, if you're friends with idol Sir Rex Mendoza, if you're friends with him, and we'd be happy to guest him here. Maybe you can connect us with him. Yeah. Para marami pa siyang ma-inspire ng mga financial advisors.
Ano to? Ito talaga isa sa mga idols. sa financial industry.
Grabe. Idol of the idols talaga.
Oh, idol of the idols to. Yan.
Right.
Okay.
Yan. Okay. Nice, nice. So, the second book naman, Coach Ron, na marirecommend mo. Okay. What's your second book?
Ako second book ko ay, ako I really like this kasi it's a very short book. It's called Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Moved My Cheese? Yan.
Ano yan, Coach? Si Spencer Johnson, I think. And this book is a very short read and it talks about how to deal with changes.
Spencer Johnson, you're right. Diba, you're right.
When you say who moved my cheese, kasi Coach, ano yun, no? Cheese represented a lot of things. It represents all the things that is valuable to us.
Okay.
It may be your health, it may be your family, it may be your job.
Status in life. Income.
And dito, parang binigyan tayo ng contrast of how do people think about these type of cheese and what we should think about them, no? About cheese. So, meron mga characters dyan, no? Si Sniff at si Scurry. Yan yung dalawang mice, di ba, na? Si Hem and Haw. Yun sila yung mga miniature, mga tao na maliliit. It's a really good book to ano, pero one thing I learned from this book is you really have to know how to adapt, because if you don't adapt, you're gonna become extinct.
Yun, I like that, Coach Ron. Maganda yung binanggit mo, speaking of being able to adapt, especially right now, di ba, na nabago talaga ang ating business model, di ba, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, before that, the way ABC is doing its seminars, trainings, and master classes, no, you have to go to Cebu, you have to go to Osamis. Ano yung pinakamalayo yung sa bandang south, Coach? Coach Ron, Coach Chef.
Osamis na ata.
Osamis na, no? Diba?
Butuan, Coach.
Butuan. Oh, naku, my God, layo. No, no? But because of the pandemic, nagbago lahat eh. Diba? But the good thing with ABC, we were the first one, or one of those who were able to adapt kagad eh, using technology to be able to reach more people. No? So, to be able to adapt. Yeah. Yan. I like that, Coach Ron. Fantastic yung ano na yan.
And saka, Coach, ano eh, noong time na ginawa kasi natin yun, there were full of uncertainties, no, Coach? No? Ang daming uncertain, daming hindi pa focused kung magtatrabaho sila o hindi. And tayo, ang ginawa, unang-unang ginawa natin, tara, mag-free session tayo kasi para ma-focus tayo on positive things. Kasi the worst thing that can happen is you'll be negative on a negative situation.
Yeah.
Tama ba? Just imagine. So anyway, going back, no, ako, so aside from that, no, yung if you don't change, you become extinct. Or if you don't adapt, you become extinct. Meron pa doon na valuable lesson about facing your fears. Merong isang question dun, Coach, no? Na you should ask ourselves, what will you do if you were not afraid?
Yun. Lalim nun, Coach Ron,
What would you do if you were not afraid? Because most of the time, diba, things are not done because we were afraid to do or to try it. Tama ba? Pero if you ask that question, it eliminates that barrier to, diba, it gives you the possibility, diba, to do it, diba? Kasi remember, mas madali, mas okay na yung magkamali ka kaysa dun sa hindi ka nagkakamali kasi hindi ka nagtatry.
Lang ginagawa, right? No?
So very, very important. That's the key to mastery, diba? It's not about perfection. It's all about progress.
Progress.
And, and part of progress is mistakes, coaches. So yeah, this is a really, really good book.
Ano yan, Coach Ron, Coach Chef? Ayun yung lagi sinasabi ng tatay ko when he was still very much active na you will never learn until you try. Kasi pagka sinabi mo ayaw magkamali, eh paano ka matututo? Tama ba, Coach Ron? Yeah. Okay. How about you, Coach Chef? What's your next favorite book?
All right. The second book na marerecommend ko ay ang tawag ay Principles by Ray Dalio. Yeah.
So, Principles by Ray Dalio. Wow.
Principles of Success, no, by Ray Dalio. Itong maganda na itong book na to. In fact, meron siyang ano? Meron siyang cartoon series.
Oh, wow.
For YouTube. Yeah, there's a cartoon series on YouTube na kung if you're a visual person, you want to watch instead of no, reading it. There's a version of this na cartoons. I think 7 episodes ata yan. You can watch it and learn. Very, very nice. Ang ganda ng mga life principles niya. just to quote a few principles na sinasabi dito. Sabi ni Ray Dalio, it is far more common for people to allow ego to stand in the way of learning. Kasi marami mga tao nagsasabi, alam ko na yan. Bakit ko pa kailangan matuto ng iba eh? Okay na yan eh. Okay na ako dito sa sitwasyon ko. Ano pa? Pwede naman matuto ng libre. Dami naman dyan. Diba? Mayroon naman YouTube. Diba? Why do I need to invest in learning if I can get it for free? So marami mga ganong mga things na ano, that prevents us from learning more because of the ego. Sinasabi natin na, you know, I've been in the industry for a long time. I'm already an awardee of this one and that one and this one and this one. Diba? I've done that, been there, mga ganon. Only to find out na yung ego natin prevents us from moving forward to the next level. Yun ang problema natin.
Ano yun, no? Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, yung, tama ba? If I may use the word pride, no? Yung parang sinabi mo na I'm really good. And ako po as a professional, an advisor, and a broker, if there's one thing I've learned, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, pag sinabi mo na magaling ka na, nagiging complacent na tayo eh. Diba? Parang ayaw mo nang mag-improve, diba? Yan. But the good thing with ABC, we always keep on improving. Kumbaga, guys, tayo mga coaches tayo, pero we learn from our students, diba?
Right.
Siguro banggitin ko muna 'to, no? Total.
Yeah, go ahead, professor.
Okay. Sa akin, I was inspired by this movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, which is why I purchased this book. Yan.
Idol 'yan.
Yan.
Jordan Belfort.
Jordan Belfort, yan, guys.
Ano-ano niya si Michael Jordan?
Yun. Diba, I was inspired by this movie nung sinabi niyang, sell me this pen. Actually, nung sinabi niyang, diba, tayo mga financial advisors, whenever we are talking or meeting our clients, diba, maganda tayong tendency, Coach Sean, Coach Jeff, na nagpa-product selling tayo. Sir, ito yung magandang product para sa inyo. Sir, ito yung magandang investment sa inyo. Sir, ito yung para sa family mo. Without even knowing or creating actually the demand for that product. Sa kanya, sabi niya, di ba, sell me this pen. Tapos, pare-pareho yung sagot ng mga kaibigan niya until one guy who is, I'd like to call him street smart, sabi niya, oh, di ba, please write my name on that napkin. Sabi niya, I need a pen. Oh, that's why I'm selling you this pen. Di ba? In short, guys, nag-create siya ng demand. Nag-create siya ng problem eh. Mm. And, for those who are already MCB graduates, diba, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, that's one of the fundamental principles of the ABC way of closing. You're not selling the product. You are selling the problem. Yan. Kaya I love this book. Eh. And ang galing. Very practical. Right, right. So for those who are listening and watching right now, punta na kayo sa favorite yung bookstore.
Alam ko
meron
local version yan eh, Coach.
Ano yung local?
Sige.
Alamat ni Brando.
Ay, yun. Nako. Saan ba tayo makakakuha noon, Coach Ron? Baka excited rin yung ating mga listeners.
Sinusulat pala ni Coach.
Sinusulat pa. Okay, sige. Okay.
All right.
O, sige. Let's share our last round of books pa. Oo. Ako ito, this book is, you know, has changed also the way I think about things, especially sa mindset. Diba? Yung The Art, this book is called The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Wow. Sun Tzu.
Ganda Art yan, of War. Art of siguro, War. If there's one takeaway that I could share with you guys about this is really yung knowing thyself.
Knowing thyself.
Yeah. Because if you know thyself, sabi doon, if you know thyself, you know the result of 1,000 wars.
Wow.
So it means yung self-mastery, diba? Kasi pag, if you already know your skills, if you already know about what you can do, alam mo na yung resulta eh, di ba? Alam mo na yung resulta because you already know. Di ba? You know what damage can you do. You know what value can you give. Di ba? So it's very important. You know, and that's very, yun nga lang, that's something very hard to do. Tama ba? Self-mastery is really hard to do. It's not an easy task. Kasi, again, mastery, kailangan yan may effort. Kailangan yan, meron kang skills. Kailangan yan, meron kang understanding. Tama ba? In accepting your limitation. One thing I've learned from my dad, Prof. Sai. Sabi niya, there are certain types of geniuses. And sabi niya is, one type of genius is yung mga street smarts.
Street smart, yeah.
Because sila yung nagiging changers in the world. Why? Because they know their limitations. They know what they cannot do and they know what they can do. But since alam nila limitations nila, they attract all the right people. So ano, I can relate to that, you know. Because tayo coaches, no, diba, we want to see ourselves as, diba, changers of the world. And that's why, you know, we always want to be with people who, you know, who have the same mindset, tama ba? And, you know, that's really one thing that you can take away from that.
Galing, galing. Galing ano, no, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff. The books that we are reading are basically consistent with the philosophy ng ABC, eh, diba? We want to add value to our... Guys, for those who are listening, makita nyo, no, whether it's a paid session or it's a free session, the value that you are getting is really worth your time. Imagine, no, lalo pa kung paid session yan. Kung sa free session pa lang, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, no, marami na silang natutunan. What pa? Or what what more pa pagka paid sessions yan? So guys, right, ha, for those who are listening and watching, even your friends, if you really would like to learn more, to develop yourself, whether you're a financial advisor or simply a professional, just check the Facebook of Always Be Closing and tingnan nyo po yung mga open classes and other classes po, especially the paid sessions. At definitely po, marami po kayo matututunan. Back to you, Coach Jeff.
Fantastic. So, yung third book naman na mare-recommend ko sa kanila is called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Atomic Habits by James Clear. Just to quote the book, you know, marami siyang mga life lessons na matututunan nyo. Pero dito, sinasabi dito that goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress. Wow. So, dito tinuturo that systems are more important than, you know, than the goals. The goal, okay lang naman na goal, di ba? Focus ka dun. Pero ano yung system na ginagawa mo? What are the systems that you want that are in place? Di ba? Because you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems, to quote the book again.
Wow.
So yan yung ano. So it boils down to the daily habits that you do, the system that you do, your routine that you do, para ma-achieve mo yung goal na yun. Pag nakikita mo yung progress, nagiging masaya ka. Sinasabi dito sa book na to na kahit malayo ka pa sa goal, but if you can see that progress, you can already experience happiness.
Wow.
Kasi, kahit wala ka pa sa goal, alam mo, it's part of it.
Right. That's correct. So we highly recommend this book. Basahin niyo po yan. It's going to change the way you view goals and systems, and it's going to create new habits for you. This is actually the new book that I'm reading right now. Kasi marami akong kailangan baguhin sa system ko so that I can, you know, help ABC, I can help the community, I can help the family, I can help, you know, the Filipino people. So marami akong babaguhin dun sa goals, and that's the current book that I'm reading right now that I'd like to share with everyone. Nabasahin nyo rin po. Fantastic.
Atomic, ano?
Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Wow. Sige, for the last book, ito. You know, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, ang training ko talaga ay mas CPA. Ano ba yung CPA? Chicken pork adobo. Ay, hindi. Certified public accountant. But one thing I've realized, even though that I am a CPA, talagang ang very nature ko, sales pa din. Because I started as a working student in grade 6 hanggang sa graduate ako nung college, I was selling newspapers. Doon ko na-realize na ginagawa ko na pala yung closing, yung tipong, ma'am, gusto niyo po ba hindi na kayo pupunta sa kanto para bumili ng dyaryo? Kasi pag maulan, mababasa pa po kayo. Gusto niyo bang ako na lang po yung mag-deliver sa inyo? Tapos ang bayad po tuwing Sunday pa. Yan. And then I realized, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, when I was taking up Always Be Closing Academy training, yun na pala yung closing na technique na once it close. Unknowingly, ha? Kasi clients would say, sige, deliveran mo ako. At hindi lang isang dyaryo. Sasabi, ano ko pa, yung meron pa akong i-raise it ko pa, sabi ko, ma'am, gusto nyo ba dalawang dyaryo para baka mamaya? Kasi gusto nyo, eto, meron kayong broadsheet, meron din kayong tabloid para sa mga anak nyo. Yan. Kaya normally, I started with 50 customers. You know, before the end of the year, I have around 250 customers na.
Wow, galing ah.
Yun lang ang spill ko noon, Coach Ron, na Coach Jeff. Inuulit-ulit ko lang siya, yung spill ko na yun. Sir, gusto niyo po ba hindi na kayo pupunta sa kanto? Para hindi na po kayo gigising na masyadong maaga, or pag umuulan po, hindi na po kayo mababasa. Yun lang, talagang inuulit-ulit ko lang siya.
Akala ko, Prof, inaalokan mo ng dalawang newspaper. May para meron po kayo isa sa CR, meron din kayo isa sa living room.
Ayun, pwede rin yun, Coach Ron. Oh.
Pero isa, pero pareho lang.
Kaya, may, misa niya, may mga customer ako, limang diary pa. This was during that time na hindi pa masyado ang internet. And that industry was the one na apektahan siya ng internet. Eh. Medyo nag-decline. Eh. But good thing, nakalipat na ako ng bagong profession. So ito yung isa pa sa mga gusto kong libro. Yan. Ito, for, I think nabanggit mo ito one time eh. Si yan. Ryan Zerhant, yan, no? Sell it next, Zerhant. Yan. Pag nasa sales ka, isa to sa mga good books, especially sa ating mga kaibigang financial advisors. Kasi ito, ang key takeaway ko dito is being creative in what you are doing. Hindi kasi pwede, Coach Sean, Coach Jeff, na kung ano lang yung alam natin. Di ba may mga ganun kasi mga professional na, especially, I'd like to use the word seasoned. Ha? Hindi old, ha? By the way, ha? I'm not saying old. Seasoned, yan. Mga seasoned advisors, seasoned brokers, or seasoned professional.
Ano, na. Nakababad na sa araw. No?
Seasoned, diba? Eh. Ah, seasoned. Nibang, yung lagi na sinasabi na, eh, effective naman sa akin to, ba't babaguhin ko pa?
Oh.
Diba? Diba? Kaya, nice. Kaya minsan meron tayong mga objections sa mga kapwa natin advisor. Hindi ko na kailangan yan, iho. Matagal na ako dito sa profession na to, yan. But this one, talagang it's a game changer. Guys, you wanna sell more, you wanna help more people, you have to be creative. Yan. And one of the ways of doing that is, you can read this book. Okay? This is a very good book. Narinig ko siya ito before, Coach, ano, Coach Jeff, eh? Tama ba?
Yes, Ryan, that's right. Ryan, I follow Ryan Zerhant. Idol ko yan. In fact, ano, nung lumabas yung libro na yan, wow, that's super amazing. Meron ka na pala, Prof. Fantastic. I love it, I love it. Meron na pala sa Pilipinas. Wow.
Ano nice. To, nabili ko siya sa, ano, sa Fully Book. Yung right. Nakita ko na lumabas na siya, I went immediately to Fully Book. Actually, nung araw na yun, wala na eh. Sabi niya, sir, pareserve na lang namin kayo. Tapos nung dumating, Coach Sean, tinext ka agad ako, sir, available din gusto mong book.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's good, that's good, that's good. So those are the books that we've recommended to you to read. We highly suggest to start reading them. Lahat ng books na ni-recommend namin para naman ma-channelize ka and at the same time, magbago yung habits mo, magbago yung mindset mo, magbago yung principles mo, mag-improve para mag-grow kayo, right? And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!